This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Somehow we made it to a Friday. Welcome to the program. I'm exhausted. Whew. It's a meat Friday, by the way. The Traeger grills are all fired up. Mario's father is coming in.
Excuse me?
Yes. Mario said, can my dad come in and cook some Puerto Rican food? And I said,
yes.
Sure. Well,
oh, buddy.
You know who's a little down in the dumps today? Tyler. Tyler normally does our cooking on Friday. Tyler is a real sad guy today. But Mario's dad is coming in, and we've got roasted pork shoulder.
Hello.
Yellow rice with pigeon peas, smashed fried plantains, topped with a garlic sauce and potato salad. All of that courtesy of the Traeger Grills. Yes, Eden?
This, I'm going to call the prediction now, might be the best thing we've ever had.
That's quite a prediction.
I'm calling it right now. It's going to be one of the tastiest things you've ever eaten in your whole life.
Yeah, Paulie?
Tyler, see ya.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Gonzo.
Well, remember when we had Alan, our IT guy, and then all of a sudden we went Alan who? And then Tyler the moderator, Tyler the chef, Tyler the cooker, Tyler the creator.
Tyler the has-been?
Yeah.
What? Whoa.
Yeah. You have to be a was-been to be a has-been, though.
Okay.
Yeah. But Mario, it's bring your dad to work day, but of course
great.
I can't, and Paulie can't, and Fritzy can't.
I didn't know it was an official holiday.
Yes.
I thought his dad was just cooking.
Yeah, McLovin's dad's coming in, Seton's dad's coming in.
When is bring a picture of your dead dad to work day? I got tons of those.
Actually, I forgot to invite my dad. Yeah. Well, next year.
I can't even bring my mom in. Yeah. Well, welcome to the program.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Who has it better than us?
Nobody.
Make sure you go to danpatrick.com, the DP Show store, and pick up the latest t-shirt inspired by Justin Herbert for you Chargers fans. Really, this is for NFL fans. Football is fun. That is the t-shirt. It's available with all the other great merchandise we have. at danpatrick.com. Brady Quinn will join us on loan from Fox Sports Radio. He was great last week, and we'll bring Brady back. Got some things to talk to him about, including last night's game. Brady, of course, the former Cleveland Browns first-round pick. He's got a good story to tell you about when he worked out for John Gruden. When Gruden was with the Buccaneers, they were looking at maybe drafting a quarterback. They did draft a quarterback. It wasn't Brady Quinn. And Harold Reynolds will join us on loan from the Baseball Network after last night's festivities in San Francisco. I'm getting ahead of myself. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. Phone number 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. You can watch this program on Peacock all 3 hours. Download the app and join us. And if not, you can listen on our radio affiliates numbering nearly 400 around America. This program brought to you by M-Drive, the supplement for driven guys that supports healthy testosterone levels, boost energy. Visit mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive today. Dodgers and Giants, about as evenly matched as two great teams could be. They both came into last night's winner-take-all game with 109 victories on the season. They went down to the ninth inning, the last strike. Now, Cody Bellinger's single gave the Dodgers a 2-1 lead. Then they sealed the win when Max Scherzer got his first career save. He struck out Wilmer Flores on a check swing. A brutal loss for the Giants. It was a special season. And this is a matchup that probably should have come later in the postseason and been a 7-game series. But the system is what it is and provided plenty of drama here. And while losing now is brutal for the Giants, this has to have reignited one of the great sports rivalries. Teams don't like each other. Fans don't like each other. The Dodgers move on, trying to repeat as champs. As for the Giants, hopefully they move on and get ready to make another run at their hated rival again next season. But it was everything you wanted. And by the way, Mookie Betts is still great. He went 4-for-4. You know, you look at his batting average, .450. You put him in these winner-take-all games, and Mookie Betts, that's where you go. And the Red Sox got rid of Mookie Betts, huh? Dodgers getting their money's worth there, but you know, Max Scherzer, first career save. I was curious. There's been three guys who have had, I think, more wins than Max Scherzer and gotten their first career save. Two of the pitchers you've heard of, Tom Seaver. And the other one is Greg Maddux. He got his first major league save. He has 197 career wins, regular season, postseason. That's 11th, tied for the 11th most wins while recording only one save. Greg Maddux had 366 wins. Pud Galvin, 361. Tom Seaver, 314. The only pitchers with at least 300 wins, regular and postseason, with only one career save.
Stat of the day, yeah. Stat of the day, dap, dap. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Top. The game ended on a check swing, and to me, it was a bad call, but you know, if you're going to really look at this and say, well, the Giants got ripped off, Wilmer Flores against Max Scherzer. Now, was it the wrong call? Yes. I don't think he went on the check swing. But factor this in. The Giants didn't lose because of a check swing. They lost because they scored 10 runs in 5 games and the Dodgers scored 18. That needs to be the overall picture here. Because you can say Wilmer Flores, okay, he could have gotten on, maybe an error. He's hitting 091 against Max Scherzer. Yeah, okay, is he going to get on? Okay, maybe if he does, is it a bad call? Really, the bigger picture is the Giants just didn't hit. You know, they load up to hit home runs. I think second in baseball to Toronto in home runs. Great pitching, but when you don't put the bat on the ball, you know, you can have great pitching, but all it takes is one or two runs to beat you, and you saw that last night. Here's Gabe Kapler, the Giants manager, on the call that ended the Giants season.
You have not been one to talk much about umpire decisions, but that final check swing call seemed as if it really angered a lot of people. What were your thoughts on that, and how'd you see it?
Super tough. I mean, obviously, you don't want a game to end that way. I know these guys work really hard to make the right call, so it's super challenging on our end. Obviously, it's going to be frustrating to have a game in like that, but pretty high quality hitter at the plate that can climb back into that count. It's no guarantee of success at the end of the at bat. It's just a tough way to end it. I mean, there's no, for especially right now, there's no need to be angry about that. I just think it's just a disappointing way to end.
That's a great comment by Gabe. It is. And it's the right call by him talking about that. The series is over. You didn't hit and you played with fire. And Scherzer came to the rescue and Cody Bellinger with a big hit there. And the Dodgers move on to face the Atlanta Braves. Now is when we talk about next year. If you want to have the receding, if you want to do more than just a one game playoff, if you want to do something that's more than a best of five, like now is when you do it. Don't do it after the fact. That's not reviewable. The check swing, not reviewable. Okay, now is when you put it into play next year. But you can't do it in the moment, say, oh, that should have been a seven-game series. Dodgers should have been able to play three games instead of one against the Cardinals in a winner-take-all. They never should have faced the Giants in the second round. All of those things should be put on the table. But you can't do it in real time and say, they should change that. You want to do replay? You want to do a check swing? Put it into play next year. And usually what happens is, when it happens to a big market team, is when we have change. You know, the Dodgers and the Yankees, these one-game playoffs, so that's not fair. Well, that's what it's been, and nobody would have cared if it was somebody else. They wouldn't have. These are two big market teams, therefore there's a lot of tension, a lot of media, and then there's a lot of people talking about it in a lot of different outlets. Now is when you make the change for next year. If you want to make those changes, great. Or don't make the change. Like, you can't complain about it when it happens now. Or if you have that complaint, then make sure it's voiced for next year. And then if you want to make a change with a one-game playoff, you know, that team that just got in, okay. You want to have reseeding, that's fine. You know, did I want the Dodgers to play the Giants in the divisional round? No, I didn't. It felt like it was more monumental to put that in the National League Championship Series. I didn't make the rules. I abide by them, and that's what we should do as well. You want to make a change? Make a change next year. You want to review a check swing? Review a check swing next year if you want to. But the Giants lost because they played with fire. The ending is bad, but the Giants lost because they scored 10 runs in five games. The Dodgers' bullpen was great. You got some really timely pitching from their starters as well, and you got a couple of hits. I mean, that's what it comes down to. This is an offensive show in baseball, right? No, it's not. What did it come down to? A couple of timely hits and great pitching. Time-honored tradition. And as great as the Giants were this year, and it was a wonderful story. One of the great stories that we've had in a long, long time because everybody underestimated them. It ends in a way that you don't want it to end. But did I think Wilmer Flores was going to solve Max Scherzer? I didn't. But that doesn't mean that you should still go, okay, you know, it's a bad call. It is a bad call. But this isn't Barry Bonds of 1993 at the plate here. It's Wilmer Flores. Bad call, but that's not the reason why the Giants lost. Your phone calls are always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. McLovin, you got a poll question for me.
Yeah, I actually wrote this yesterday. Yeah. You're not going to believe this, but should check swings be reviewable?
You did not write that.
Yeah, Thursday afternoon,
yesterday.
Right after the show yesterday.
Did you?
Seton said to me, he's like, what do you think of check swings? I'm like, I don't know. Should they review them? It was weird.
A 15-minute debate about it.
Yeah.
Can you check the timestamp on that?
Yeah.
Because I believe you, McLovin.
But the actual conversation is none of the Danettes really knew what was the difference between a strike and a check swing.
Yeah,
I don't know if even the umpires know.
Well, it used to be if you broke your wrist, and then I always thought it was where the bat was over the plate, but it's not reviewable. So, yeah, Paul.
MLB's rule book, I'm double checking this, but has no description of what a check swing is. Mm-hmm. They have in 188 pages of rules that MLB has. There is no rule that defines what a check swing is. It's just under the judgment of the umpire. There is a rule about appealing a check swing. You go down to either base, depending on left hand, right hand. But they have the appeals process, but not the actual rule of what it is.
I know, but I don't want to get caught up in, oh, the Giants got screwed and that's why they lost. They lost because they put themselves in a position where Wilmer Flores is facing Max Scherzer, and you're trying to stay alive, and he's down 0-2. I mean, come on. Bad call, absolutely. There's bad calls in all of these series. Dodgers won. We move on. Yeah, McLovin.
You say, though, it's a pitching. Like, it's not like every team go out and spend $50 billion on their pitching staff. The Dodgers are just collecting Cy Young. I mean, they had to spend a lot of money to get this crazy great pitching staff. It's not like the Giants were. I was telling Paul, it's not like the Giants were striking out against bad pitchers. They went. The Dodgers are so loaded, their staff.
Okay, the Giants aren't loaded. You don't know any of those pitchers.
Never heard of them.
And they were great.
Yeah.
Right?
See, yeah.
Logan Webb, you don't know him?
Not at all. Now I do.
But what did it come down to, though? They pitched really well. Not as well as the Dodgers did. I mean, and somebody else could have gotten Max Scherzer at the trade deadline. Right? You're only using him, renting him for half a season. Somebody could have gotten him if they wanted him. But, man, that's a big weapon to have. And to come out of the bullpen, yeah, I'm pulling.
Did you see him run out of the bullpen?
Oh, man.
I wonder if he thought there was a clock, and if he didn't get to the mound in 20 seconds, he wouldn't get the ball. That was great.
All right. We'll talk about Thursday night football and Tom Brady and the Eagles. Once again, this is why I don't gamble, because I thought the Eagles were going to cover and Tom Brady would throw less than 3 touchdowns. Well, that happened. But when it was 28-7 and I turned it off, I was thinking, oh, boy, this is going to get ugly here. I tuned back in. I went, what? And they're going to cover? And the under? And Brady's not going to throw for 3 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns, 5 touchdowns? That was a bad beat. Bad beat. The Washington football team is going to retire Sean Taylor's jersey. We'll talk about that coming up. It's just so pathetic. So sad. All right. Brady Quinn will join us. We'll get to your phone calls coming up, and we'll settle on a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Glad you're part of the program. 15 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. Finding it harder to keep up with younger guys? I don't. Everybody's younger than me in the building. But M-Drive, the everyday supplement for driven guys, refuse to let age slow them down. In fact, I've left M-Drive out in the mailroom just to let the younger guys know, hey, here's the secret. And it's not a secret. It's just if you guys want to have M-Drive, go ahead. You know, the big German, Aereo, Seton, go ahead. Get your M-Drive there. Try to keep up with me. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, every morning. I have it.
Packed with clinically tested ingredients, M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels while helping maintain lean muscle and giving you the energy to fight back against aging so you can compete every single day. Go to mdrivedan.com, deliver it right to your door, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. Also, you can find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. M-Drive, not for everyone, just the driven. Visit mdrivedan.com. More strength, energy, T-support to fuel your daily drive. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Settle on a poll question. McLovin has the honors there. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We'll check in with Fox Sports' Brady Quinn. He'll join us coming up here. Mike in Illinois joins us on the program. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. This is the first time, long time.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you that. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, Mike.
I'm there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that if you implement the review of the check swing, do the managers get a white flag to throw on the field?
I don't want to see that. I don't know what they do.
I don't either,
Mike. But, you know.
Well, okay.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I'm here.
Hello, Dan.
So am I. It's a check swing that's not reviewable. You want to review it, go ahead. I think that we get caught up in something like this. This doesn't happen very often. I don't know if it's ever happened before that you have a check swing and it's a bad call and somebody's called out. I mean, maybe it has, but, you know, people shouldn't get caught up in the check swing is the reason why the Giants lost this series. All right. Let's not get caught up in that. We'll have more on this. Harold Reynolds from the Baseball Network will join us coming up a little bit later on. Brady Quinn, Fox Sports College Football, NFL studio and game analyst, and he is one of the co-hosts, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, the show that precedes ours with LeVar Arrington and Jonas Knox. You can catch them on Fox Sports Radio weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, leading right into our program. Brady joins us now from Los Angeles. He'll be in the Fox studios, not on the road this week. Brady, good morning. How's morale?
Morale is fantastic, although I'm a little frustrated. You know, that check swing last night, I think it cost the Giants the series.
Yeah, you with your legendary baseball career, I'm sure that you knew the rule of the check swing, right?
Hey, we did win a state championship in Division I there at Dublin Coffin my sophomore year. But no, it was a bad call. I think there's some Dodgers fans who feel like this happened earlier in the season to them, I believe, in this series. So they feel like it's a little bit of payback. But, you know, if I always feel like if you're going to chalk it up to one thing, you're kind of missing the point. You obviously had other opportunities throughout the course of the game.
Yeah, the Giants got shut down offensively the entire series, and that should be the bigger picture. They scored 10 runs in five games, and, right. You know, the Dodgers did what they needed to do, just enough to squeeze this out. Did you watch Tom Brady and the Buccaneers last night?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, you have a chance to watch greatness every time he steps on the field. Of course I was watching.
Okay, but it looked like they did they should have won that game by 28 points, something like that.
Yeah.
You allow the Eagles to kind of sneak back in. Any concerns there?
Well, you got concerns about more. I think maybe they got conservative in the second half with some of the play calling. That's a part of it. But I think defensively, yeah. I mean, it's been well documented that the Bucs' secondary is banged up. That's a pressure point. Teams are going to keep pushing their finger on. And I think the other thing you're starting to see, too, is more mobile quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts. We can take off and run or extend plays. That's the biggest thing that I think where defenses are at a disadvantage. It's just, it's hard to replicate that in practice. It's hard to find someone who's going to be able to do what Jalen Hurts can do or any other quarterback that falls in that category, like Kyler Murray. And so when you see it in live game reps, it's just, it's hard to be able to stop those plays. Or, you know, the way we used to talk about it when I was in Seattle with Russell Wilson is when that first play breaks down, a new play starts. And understanding the scramble rules and understanding that kind of chemistry you have with your quarterback, it's tough for any defense to stop. They're already reactive to begin with. And then you put, you know, in a crazy play where a guy's scrambling around playing backyard football, it's even tougher to stop.
But you're going to have probably a record number of quarterbacks rush for at least 500 yards this year. How dangerous is, I mean, I know it's strategy, but 17 games trying to keep your, not everybody can slide properly. Not everybody gets out of bounds the right way. How concerned would you be that there is this growing trend with these younger quarterbacks, but is that a good thing?
Well, I think it's a good thing if you're a fan of fantasy or offensive football, because I think it just puts more pressure on defenses, and it should result in more points being scored. I think where your concern is long-term, are we ever going to see, you know, a quarterback do what Tom Brady's done that's going to play the game that way? I would venture to say no. So, you know, you hear guys like Aaron Rodgers who go up and talk to Joe Burrow after the game and say, get down, protect yourself. Like the pocket, that's your safe haven. And that's where I think it's not that these players can't be successful doing it for a period of time. It's that you almost have to be kind of like LeBron, where early on in his career, you know, he's using his athleticism and how dynamic he is and all those freakish talents. And then as he got older, he sort of developed more on the part of his game where now he can play down the post if he needs to, his outside shooting game, his mid-range shot, all those things. It's the same thing as a quarterback who's going to be running a lot early. You just have to develop that ability to use it when you have to, but only as a last resort later in your career, because those hits add up on you.
But can Lamar Jackson do that, let's say, 5 years from now when we're assessing Lamar Jackson? Is he still putting pressure on the defenses, rushing for 800, 900, 1,000 yards?
I don't know that he's going to have to at that point. I mean, I think you've already seen him this year start to take off and take that next step as a passer, you know, as a pocket passer. And I think a lot's been made about, you know, him as a passer, which we all knew when he came into the league, there was going to be a growth curve. But the other thing you have to like look at is who he's throwing to. I think you look at Marquise Brown, for example, or Hollywood Brown, he's continually come on and gotten better too. I think what he's had out around him has grown and matured and got better at their craft. So that's played just as big of a part of a role in his development as a passer. To answer your question, no, I don't think he's going to need to do that at that point in time in his career down the road. But I think he's still going to scare you with it. You know, he's still going to do it 5 to 6, 7 times a game, enough to make you have to account for.
Josh Allen, are you comfortable with him running the way he runs? Because he takes on contact.
I mean, I'm comfortable now. I don't know if I'm comfortable 2 years from now. You know, and watching him hurdle guys, I mean, I'd pull my groin at this point in time if I get my legs spread apart too far. So watching him do that, I'm saying it's not worth the risk. And I think it's hard to teach guys that until they go through an injury. But, I go and say that, and then you watch Joe Burrow last week, who scrambles outside the pockets running downfield, and he ends up, taking a shot or unnecessary hit that he didn't need to take, and he just tore his ACL. So I think the hard thing, and not to go back to Lamar, but even talking about Josh Allen, is trying to change that mentality in your head, because when you get out there, especially as you're as big as Josh Allen is, or you've been as successful as Lamar Jackson as at making guys miss, you're not thinking about any consequences or the downside risk of it. Yeah. It's only until after the fact you go, oh, maybe I need to change my game a little bit. And then you have to ask yourself, are they going to be the same player if they take that out of their game? Maybe not.
Talking to Brady Quinn, Fox Sports College football and NFL studio and game analyst. I don't know what happened. Maybe Jimmy Johnson opened the door this weekend on Fox Sports, the pregame show where he said he would take Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes. And then all of a sudden it became a topic of conversation this week on the different shows. I'll put that question to you. Would you take Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes right now?
I wouldn't right now. I think Patrick has already been proven in this league. And the types of – when I look at the Tua as passers, okay, not throwers, passers, meaning the ability to articulate their arm to make whatever throw they need to or shape a throw to whatever way they need to, I think Patrick is still more talented in that respect. Now, don't get me wrong. Justin Herbert has a howitzer for an arm. And his accuracy downfield, especially like 15 yards plus outside the numbers, it might be the best in the league right now. But as far as the touch throws and shaping throws and articulating his arm, he doesn't have that quite as much as Patrick does. And so I think you could put Patrick on a bunch of different teams in the NFL, and he could probably survive and be able to spit the football out. I think Justin found himself in a really good situation, a staff that's playing to his strengths. Both last year, you saw that, and this year. Their offensive line play doesn't get enough credit. Rashawn Slater is a stud. Yeah. So there's a lot of those working parts. You know, Mahomes is playing for a team right now that's got a defense that's giving up, yards per play equivalent to the greatest show on turf. I mean, literally, they're giving up 7.1 yards per play. The Rams back in the day used to get 7 yards per play. So it's like every time the Chiefs walk on the field, they're playing the greatest show on turf. It's tough to go up that against that as a quarterback.
But I don't know how this became open season on Patrick Mahomes, because it feels like that. Like the Chiefs are vulnerable. It just feels like, maybe people should realize what Patrick Mahomes has been trying to keep together there, because the Chiefs haven't had an impressive defense. It's just that offense kind of overshadows and cleans up all the blemishes here. But when I love Justin Herbert. He's just not at Patrick Mahomes' level right now. And that's not a
yet.
Knock.
Yeah,
it's not a knock on him. If I said you can have Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, who are you taking?
I'd probably still take Patrick, but that one's getting closer and closer, being pretty questionable. Because Josh does have those traits of being able to throw a little bit sidearm, being able to kind of roll to his left and just kind of twist his upper body to make those throws. And I think he's more effective as a runner. So, that's a tough one, because I think we've seen Josh slowly kind of build to this, where right now you'd probably say he's the MVP of the league the way he's played.
Or Tom Brady. He said he could he said he can play another 10 years. He said he probably wouldn't. Why would Brady not continue? Now, he says he wants to spend time with his family and all those things. I understand that.
Right.
But
right.
Do you think he could play six till he's 50?
I don't know why you think he couldn't. I mean, one of the most impressive things was when you go back and look at that first touchdown pass to Antonio Brown, just the way he still slides and moves in the pocket. Like, that's all he needs to do.
Yeah.
I remember playing for Jim Zorn, and him saying to me, he's like, you don't have to be the fastest or quickest guy in the pocket. You just have to be sudden. And it reminds me of like all those older boxers that they don't have like what they used to have as far as quickness and ability to move, but they just have to be sudden enough to make a guy miss and then deliver the throw. And so he's still got that. I think if he still has the O-line and the situation of playmakers around him like he has, yeah, he could play as long as he needs to. And I don't know, maybe there's something to that TB12 method. Like, maybe you need to give more credit to Alex Guerrero and the other people who are involved, because it seems to be working for everyone who works with those guys.
Well, maybe you were too muscle bound when you worked out for John Gruden coming out of Notre Dame. I remember you telling us the story. This is like 5 years ago, but
yeah,
he thought you were too muscle bound.
He was very enamored with my traps at that point, which I'm not sure. Wait, I'm not sure why.
Did he verbalize that?
Uncomfortable.
Did he say, hey?
Well, yeah, he had a laser pointer. We had a laser pointer. So he was up there and we were going through it and he was like pointed out. And the weird thing was, is like, I obviously see myself without a shirt on often, but I never felt more awkward or uncomfortable sitting in that moment while he's like using the laser pointer to point out.
Wait, you got he's got a picture of you with your shirt off.
It was from the combine.
Yeah.
You know, so you go up there in your skibbies and you know, they take a photo of you, which like Tom Brady's is probably the most famous, like everyone's seen.
Yeah.
And the one of me, you know, at that point, you know, I obviously worked out hard. You know, I got two parents who have got great genetics, so it comes maybe a little easier for me. But he's pointing all this stuff out. He's like, I don't need a guy who looks like this and all this stuff. And then, you know, he showed another quarterback who tended to be a little heavier set. He's like, I don't want this either. And then he showed another quarterback. He's like, I want this guy. This guy looks like I can go out and have a beer with him. And I was just like, all right, like, I'm not sure what you want me to say to this. So, I mean, you want to go grab a beer now? Or like, look, we're going to go work. Like, what are we doing? So,
who were those other two quarterbacks?
Jamarcus Russell was the other one. Who obviously, you know, I trained with Jamarcus pre-draft and, you know, I'll tell you this much. I mean, he was uber talented. You know, you look at Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, all the arms, strong arms. I've never seen an arm like his. Like, I remember it was me and him who went in the first round and I was watching him throw and I was like, well, good God, he's going to go before me. I don't have the ability to throw a ball like that.
Yeah.
But he didn't work out very hard. I mean, I was there often and trust me, if he would have been there, I would have seen him. And I very rarely ever saw him there in preparation for all of that. But he was the one quarterback. And then Charlie Fry was the other quarterback.
And didn't Gruden draft Charlie Fry?
I can't recall if he drafted. Well, I don't know. Charlie got drafted to Cleveland. But Bruce Gronkowski was on. So this was all like a film. Like we were watching like a cut-up he had. And it opened up with like him showing some cheerleaders or dancing. And so I was like, what the hell is this? And then he had like a cheetah that was like jumping on a gazelle and like tearing it apart. And I was like, all right, that's kind of cool. Still don't know what this has to do with football. And then he kind of went through the whole combine photos. And then he started showing some like, he showed some bad plays of like Bruce Gronkowski and like, you know, what we'd be looking at here and all this stuff. And this is what I need. And then he started going through like the college tape, but it was like, he was famous for that. You know, he's famous for the film sessions, all the cut-ups. So, but that was back when he was the head coach at Tampa.
Like, your head has to be spinning. Like, you're thinking, wait, what am I getting myself? Like, what does he think I'm any good?
Well, I mean, he talks you up. Like, we were out there because then he brought in two wide receivers. And then I had a wide receiver and running back who were catching for me for that workout. And so he would talk you up and he was with you the whole time doing drills and he was a ton of fun to work with. But, you know, and after he kind of puts your arm around, he's like, oh, I'm going to come up and draft you. We're going to come get you and all this stuff. And you don't know, you've never been through it before. So, you know, the cynic in me is like, yeah, okay. Like we'll see when that day comes. But the other side of me, like, how cool would that be? You get to play for this guy every single day. And obviously with everything that's come out of late, you know, it's sad to see that behind closed doors, that's how he's talked or that's how he was handling things. But you know, that whole experience was just, I guess, head spinning is the best way to put it.
Before I let you go, this Oklahoma situation is really interesting with Spencer Rattler, who a lot of people thought Heisman Trophy. And you know, my point was
maybe first overall pick, right?
Yeah. And I kept saying, watch him play a game. Don't watch the highlights because he is a highlight, but watch him. He got benched last year. And he's not consistent. And, you know, you got Lincoln Riley. He can cover up a lot of things. Now you got a situation where if you're Spencer Rattler and you look and you see the future is out there on the field and it's not you, what do you do if you're Spencer Rattler at Oklahoma?
It's such a tough decision because if he feels like he's not going to be the guy, and there's still so much football left to be played. Like, I think the biggest mistake he can make right now is make an irrational decision and deciding to transfer right away. Like, we've already seen that in certain cases. Like, we've already seen guys who have done that this season. And I think that's a bad look because, one, you don't know if Caleb Williams, as athletic as he is, if he gets injured, your team needs you. You're right back in there. So that's the first thing. The next thing is, he's draft eligible. Like, does he look at this quarterback class and go, I'm going to prove to people that, like, yeah, I haven't played my best necessarily, or I'm not at my best, but they can draft me and they can help me get there. Because he is talented. I mean, no one's going to deny his arm strength, ability to throw off platform, all those things. But he needs a lot of experience and more work. He could look at other situations that are out there right now. You know, he might be looking at a place like Georgia and say, I'd like to go in there behind that offensive line with those playmakers, you know, not have to worry about winning a shootout with that defense and go play there or go play anywhere else and try to transfer, right? That's always a part of it. My concern is that the parents direct, because at this age, like, even though you're a young man and you have your desires and goals and what you want to do, the parents sometimes start to lean in on that too, and they start to shape it. And that can be good and bad. And so, look, I don't know his personal situation with his family, but that also is a factor in all of this. And that's where I wonder, you know, if the parents, especially just having coached high school kids now, knowing how overbearing they can be, if they start weighing in on that, you know, hey, let's get somewhere else right now. Let's go somewhere else. Let's move on. This isn't a good place for you. That's the hard thing, because for the young man, he's always identified himself as a quarterback. And when that's taken away from you, you get put on the bench, it shocks you. I mean, it really wrecks your entire world. And so you could be in a tough headspace, and you can let anyone talk you into anything at that point in time. So hopefully he can let his emotions pass, and they can get some more clarity of what their plan is moving forward, depending on how the season goes.
Have a great weekend. Tell the guys we said hello, and have fun. Thank you, Brady. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. That's Brady Quinn, Fox Sports College and NFL studio and game analyst. And he's got a radio show that precedes ours with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox. It's called Two Pros and a Cup of Joe on Fox Sports Radio. Weekdays 6 to 9. You imagine you're there and Gruden is diagramming you without a shirt off, looking at your traps. Called him too muscular. And Brady, you know, Brady looks like he should be on the cover of Men's Health magazine or Men's Fitness, and probably has been. But I can, you know, here's Gruden trying to figure out, doesn't want, you know, a quarterback that's out of shape. I don't want a quarterback who's too in shape. Give me somebody like Charlie Fry, Bruce Gradkowski. Yes, McLovin.
I still don't totally understand the cheetah tackling the gazelle in the highlight clips.
Well, I started with cheerleaders. Then you go to the cheetah and the gazelle. Not Giselle, gazelle. Big difference there. All right, let's take a break. Play of the day and that Washington football team, the gift that just keeps on giving. Have that for you now. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Here comes a 1-2 from Duvall. Lines one in the right center field for a base hit. Turner will score. Lux is on his way to third. Bellinger with the biggest hit of his career has just given the Dodgers a 2-1 lead.
That's courtesy of AM 570, LA Sports Dodger Radio Network. Charlie Steiner on the call. Cody Bellinger, go ahead, RBI. He's a career 197 hitter in the playoffs, but his 29 postseason RBI since 2017, second most among the Dodgers during that span. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz. The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Washington football team decided that now was a good time to retire the jersey of former defensive back Sean Taylor. They tweeted it out yesterday. Well, it came as a surprise to a lot of people, including apparently Sean Taylor's family. Now, normally, let's say you're going to a college football game and you're going to go to homecoming. I'm going to guess that's months in advance that you prepare for it. It even has in parentheses usually under the team that you're playing. It's going to be homecoming here. But apparently Washington, said that, maybe they made a mistake and forgot to tweet it out sooner. Like when? Monday? 2 weeks ago? 6 weeks ago? Maybe in the preseason? I mean, you're really going to pay tribute to a great defensive player who was tragically killed in his home, and now you're going to retire his jersey. It just felt like, there's a lot of things going on with the Washington football team. Hey, how about we finally retire Sean Taylor's jersey number? Yes, Paul.
Jason Wright, the team president this morning, posted something on the Washington football team website and said they had the best of intentions. They had planned on it for a while to do it Sean Taylor's jersey retiring at Alumni Weekend, as they called this weekend. Mm-hmm. They thought it would focus more national attention on it if they tweeted it out just days before the game. They apologized for not letting people know so they can make plans to fly in, travel in, longtime Redskins fans, now Washington football team.
Okay, they thought they were going to get more publicity with less publicity?
Well, it turns out they did get more publicity.
Not in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they said the plan was, this has been planned for a while. They call it Alumni Weekend.
Okay. Okay, but if they know it's Alumni Weekend, what are you doing for Alumni Weekend? Oh, we're going to honor Sean Taylor. I mean, I don't know. How about week one? Bobby Mitchell and Sean Taylor are the start of what they hope will be an honored tradition here, as it is in many other places. We knew Alumni Weekend was the right moment for us to retire number 21. So, and okay, it is, but it shouldn't be a secret. Like, I don't know, timing just seems a little, hey, look at this great thing we're doing with Sean Taylor. How long ago did Sean Taylor pass away? Is it 14 years ago? It's been a long time since Sean passed away. But now you'd get around to retiring his jersey?
14 years ago, 2007.
Yeah. Okay. Call me a cynic, maybe. But with what's going on with the Washington football team, there were a couple more emails that were leaked. It had to do with Bruce Allen, former team president, and had to do with some correspondence with a lawyer in the NFL home office there. Probably won't get that much attention. But from what I'm told by a source who's involved in this, the cover-up is worse than the crime. And you got these emails being leaked. And from what I was told this morning, at around 7:36 this morning, the NFL is trying to make sure they're protecting some owners here. Now, what's going to be in those correspondence? Could it be from Daniel Snyder to somebody or somebody to Daniel Snyder? But that's what I was told. The cover-up will be worse than the crime. Yeah, Paul.
This is the fourth leak in just less than a week. If you go back to the Adam Schefter story from 2 days ago and then John Groom from last week. Do you think whoever has all these emails is slow trickling these out to kind of control this for
sure
days at a time, weeks at a time? Maybe?
Yeah, but I don't know what the end goal is. What's the end game for somebody to leak this out, embarrass the NFL? I don't know. I don't know what the bigger play and you're taking people down. I don't know. That's why I said, if I'm the commissioner, I want to have some questions here. You wanted this internal investigation with the Washington football team. Okay, you got it. But we don't know what's going to happen. You had, the allegations that are in there. They're trying to pay off people, reportedly. These lawsuits, trying to make them go away. And I'm not sure. It just feels like this is going to continue to leak out. Yes, Don?
So if the commissioner wanted to speak, he'd have to get the permission of the owners, and they'd have to script something out together since he works for the owners. So that's even questionable, too. Whatever he does say is all going to be contrived stuff that the owners go over with him.
Oh, I don't think this has anything to do with the owners saying something. No, the commissioner has his own script writers. He's not going to run this by the owner. Like Jerry Jones, hey, Jerry, what do you think about this? He's the commissioner of the NFL. But I guess he doesn't want to add any fuel to the fire by talking here. But no, he doesn't run anything by the owners with something like this. He would have a press release. But I think that you should be out in front of this because who knows what's on there, what else is on there. But I think that this is maybe the NFL trying to protect the owners from themselves. But, hey, commissioner's not concerned about it. I shouldn't be, right? What a week. All right, coming up next hour, Harold Reynolds. Talk about the Dodgers moving on. More phone calls as well. Back after this. One more item. We close out hour one, and thank you for the positive feedback on those who have tried Level Select CBD sports creams and roll-ons. Now, you finish golfing or lifting weights or running around the neighborhood, a 10K or a 10-minute walk. Those sore muscles, post-workout discomfort popping up in new spots all the time. You can use Level Select CBD sports creams prior to and after you work out. If it's good enough for Carson Palmer, Ricky Fowler, Steve Garvey, it's good enough for me. I trust Level Select CBD because it's formulated with doctors. There's a high concentration of CBD. It allows me to feel it work immediately, less than 60 seconds. And you know it's made with 0% THC. You can apply the Level Select directly to those sore spots and let that proprietary blend of CBD go to work and create some magic. Go to levelselectcbd.com. Use the promo code DP30. That gives you $30 off your entire order today. $30 off levelselectcbd.com. Promo code DP30. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.